of Kiddush Levana. Yesterday we went through the nature of the bracha, the birchas Shevach, is it birchas Hananin, and various issues and halachas related to that. Today we're going to discuss the Ptur Nashim. The women are pater in Kiddush Levana. Why exactly are women pater from Kiddush Levana, and other types of mitzvahs that might be very similar to Kiddush Levana. So back, let's start from the Gemara in Sanhedrin again. We didn't read this yesterday. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says as follows. Much as we actually say in the Nusach of Kiddush Levana. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Il male lo zachu Yisrael elu lahak bil pnei abiyin shebishmaim kachodesh vechodesh. Have you only been had the ability to, accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu once a month, to see him, to greet him once a month? Dayam, that would have been enough. So Amar Bai Hilkach Nimreo Bimuma. Therefore, there's a requirement to say Kiddush Levana standing up because it's such a chashuv bracha, such a chashuv mitzvah. Maremar Marzutra Mikatvi al Dadeim Bavarche. Maremar Marzutra would sit on each other's shoulders and then they would dance. Some say this is the source that one should dance for Kiddush Levana. Amar Le Ra'ach Le Ra'ashi Bimarava Mivarche. What bracha would they say? Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. That's the bracha you should say. Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. And then the Gemara says, a very cryptic language statement, Amar Lei, Hai, Nashi Dida Nami Mivarchi. This bracha, women should also say. Unclear what it means. Is it asking a question, women should also say the bracha? If the bracha is Mechadish Chadashim, women should also say the bracha. Or just saying, since the bracha is Mechadish Chadashim, women actually should say the bracha. In other words, is there a chiv for women to say the bracha? Or it's in the question form. If it's so easy, even women should say the bracha. And the Gemara goes on to say, no, we say the bracha as follows. So what does the Gemara mean when it injects this line, Nashe didan nami mevarche? Women should also make a bracha. Is that a statement or is that in a question? So the Meiri Paskins, the Nashim va'am ha'aretz, the She'ein yodin levarich, women in am ha'aretz who do not know how to say the long bracha that we say, they could simply say, Baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech olam mechadesh chadashim. And that's it. What comes out from the Meiri, there is a chiv Kiddush Levana for women. But since they don't know brachas, at least they used to not know how to say brachas properly, it's enough for them to say Mechadish Chadashim. Sounds like Bizman Azeh, women should say Kiddush Levana, the long version even. The Marsha, we won't read this inside, has two different readings. Either it means that women are actually, yes, like the Meiri says, women are chayv to say Kiddush Levana, or no, the Gemara really asks in a question form. Well, if the bracha is so short, then women should say it. But of course, we know women don't say the bracha, so the bracha must be longer, and that's when the Gemara says, oh, the bracha is really Asher b'mamaru b'rash chakim v'chule. So there are two opinions, the Meiri and the Marsha, whether women are chayv or not. Now, why would women not say Kiddush Levana? In fact, that's how we paskin. Look around. Women do not say Kiddush Levana. Why do women not say Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham is Siman Tav Chavav. Siman Tav Chavav is the Siman Kiddush Levana. Magen Avraham says, "B'demitzas asay she'azman gramahu." It's a time-bound mitzvah. As we saw yesterday, you can only start saying it on day 1, maybe, day 3, day 7. You can only say it up until day 15 or 16, maybe. You only say it at night, not during the day. Clearly a time-bound mitzvah. And therefore the Magen Avraham says that a woman should not say it because mitzvah asay she'azman gramahu. What if she wants to perform the mitzvah? Like sukkah and lulav. If a woman wants to perform a mitzvah asay shezman grama, is she allowed to do it? Incorrect. Is she allowed to do it? Yes. The chokas is what they say, bracha. But of course she's allowed to do the mitzvah. The Sephardim and Ashkenazim argue whether she said the bracha or not. The Ashkenazim paskin, we say bracha. Any Sephardim here? No Sephardim. If you were a Sephardi, the woman do not say the bracha. But still, the Magen Avraham says a woman should not and cannot opt to say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Why not? The Magen Avraham quotes from the Shla that mikol makom mitzvah zu, this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, ain mekaimin. They cannot do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Bipnei shem garmu pgam halavana. The women caused the pgam of the Levana. They caused it to diminish, to decrease. Judas is like making these faces. It's harsh, right? So for some reason, women were involved in the pagam halavana, even though the vana I thought was got diminished before women were created. But they can always blame them for everything, right? Off the record, that's just a joke. Chas v'shalom. I in my shiur last week about the value of women and sorry. The Magen Avraham says elsewhere that in Siman Reish Tzadivav, a different reason why women should not be able to say it. The only mitzvah ase shazman grama that women are allowed to be mekayim if they choose to, it's only a mitzvah that sheyesh ba asiyah. There's actually a maisa involved. For example, you didn't give examples here, but sukkah, lulav, things that have a maisa. Something that is not a maisa, it's simply a bracha, like kiddush levana, women do not say. Without getting the lum this wide, that's another chilek why women may not be able to, they might not be allowed to say kiddush levana. Either because there's no asiyah, there's no action, or because the women were responsible for the pagam levana. So let's go back to the original point. Why are women putter in the first place? Right to the Magen Avraham? Because it's a time-bound mitzvah. Mitzvah ase, shazman grama. Yes? No, it doesn't say why. So the Magen Avraham already addresses the Gemara. I didn't read it inside, but on that first Magen Avraham, number 4, he says, the Gemara that says, Nashi didan nami mevarchi, which is mashma ksas, the mevarchi, I'm not sure why it's only mashma ksas, he says that's lav dafka nashim. It's just lishna ba'alma nakin. It's just talking lishna ba'alma, but it doesn't really mean to say that it's a chiv for women. That's how he gets at it. Not the best reading of the Gemara, but I guess the Marsha also reads that way, one of his explanations. So the Magen Avraham says women are pater because it's a mitzvah sa'aseh shehaz man grama. The Chachma Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch, I couldn't find it in the Bar Ilan, it's a very small letter. He said, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. This is not a mitzvah aseh shehaz man grama. What's a mitzvah aseh shehaz man grama? A mitzvah that you theoretically could do any day of the year. Theoretically, I could sit in a sukkah any day of the year. Theoretically, I could shake a lulav any day of the year. But the Torah tells me you could only do it on this day. The Torah is magbil hazman. The Torah limits the time. But when it comes to kiddush levana, I can't say kiddush levana all year long. If there's no moon, or the moon is starting to get smaller from day 15 and on, I can't say it. That's not the zman. That's a mitzias. The mitzias, the levana is not there anymore. I can't say kiddush levana because it's going down. And therefore, this is not a time-bound mitzvah. And therefore, Chachma Shlomo Lechora would say women should be chayiv in the mitzvah and the bracha of kiddush levana. Now the Moshe has a tshuva. We quoted this yesterday in talking about the nature of the bracha. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Chachma Shlomo, and he writes in number 7 here. He says, whenever there's a zman kavua, af shu mitzad leka mitzias, even though the reason why it's limited is because of some outside factor, the fact that the moon isn't here, still in the end of the day, it's a time bound. That's still going to qualify as a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. In other words, what we have here is two opinions. When something else causes us to limit the time in doing the mitzvah, is that going to be categorized as a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama? The Chacham Shlomo says, if there's a mitzvah, we can't say because of some outside factor, because the moon isn't here or the moon is getting smaller, that's not time bound. Rav Moshe and Magen Avraham say, whenever the time is limited, when I can say it, even though something else caused it, something that's not time-related caused it, it's a din of mitzias, the moon isn't here, but in the end of the day, I can't perform it, it's limited when I can perform it, that does qualify as a zman grama. Is that clear? So we're going to analyze now and go through other examples when some outside factor is going to limit the zman, will that be considered zman grama or not? Everyone agrees when the zman itself creates it. When sukkah is limited because of the time, lulav is limited because of the time, everyone agrees that that's zman grama. The question is when some outside factor, something that's not time related, that causes it to be limited, will that be considered as zman grama or not? So there's a Tosas in, yeah.
If we're going to say that this is, I guess, is either a birchos shevach or nanin, I guess it's different than I guess other brachos where women would not be allowed to, because that's birchos not mitzvah. Therefore, you can say that it's, I guess, mitzvah sa'aseh shevach grama, I guess, limit women, you know, from saying birchos mitzvahs. But if it's just shevach or hana, then why would we apply this? Like, why would we say that, you know, limit it by mitzvah sa'aseh shevach grama? It's like it's irrelevant. The shevach or it's a
very good question. This isn't a mitzvah, simply a bracha.
Right.
I have to say, are there other examples of brachas that are not mitzvahs that we limit women from saying? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it. Okay, so last year in Masech HaSukkah, we saw a discussion in the Gemara, Daf Lam Lechesem and Aleph, that women are potter from saying Hala. Number 8, page 2. Tosas writes, Mashma Kan, it implies from the Gemara that women are potter from saying Halal on Sukkot and on Shavuos. And why are they potter? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gromo. You can only recite Halal on Pesach, you can only recite Halal on Sukkot and Shavuos. It's time bound, and therefore women are potter. Afagav, even though the Halal at the Seder, Lel Pesach at the Seder, women are chayiv. The only reason why the Chayiv writes a Tosfos is because it's Af Heinu Yubosa Nes. The Halal that we say B'Leil Seder is a Halal on the Nes that we're remembering. But really, it's a mitzvah to Aseh Shazman Gramo. The Halal B'Leil Seder is a time-bound mitzvah. And the only reason why they are Chayiv is because the Nes, the Af Heinu Yubosa Nes. The Minchas Chinuch is troubled by the Sefer Chinuch, which writes that women are chayiv to say halal. He doesn't know why. It's a mitzvah aseh shazman gromo. The halal b'leil seder, that's time bound. Why would women be potter? This is the very question. It's like, why would women be chayiv? It's a mitzvah aseh shazman gromo. So Minchas Chinuch offers two explanations why women might be chayiv in halal b'leil seder. I'm sorry, He's talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And we'll connect it back to a halal in a second. So first he suggests maybe there's a strong link between the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Seder and the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year. So he said, just like there's this mitzvah Zechira on Shabbos to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and women are chayiv in zechir. Why are women chayiv in zechir on Shabbos? Since women are chayiv in the shmir, they are obligated to keep all the los aseis of Shabbos. Mimela, they have to keep all the mitzvahs aseis, the zechiras of Shabbos. So women have to are the chayiv in kiddush, of remembering Shabbos, remembering the connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Through that, Minchas Chinuch wants to say, based on the Shagas Aryeh, there's a connection of zechir Shabbos to zechir Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once women are chayiv in secher of the kiddush of Shabbos, mimele chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's one approach. He says why women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then he suggests something else. That maybe the reason why they're chayiv, that women are chayiv in the Haggadah, the Leil Seder. Why are they chayiv in the Haggadah? Because they're chayiv in eating the matzah and the maror and dal kosos, all the mitzvahs, all the eating that's taking place the Leil Seder, the chayiv in those. Once the chayiv in those, mimela the chayiv in the Haggadah also. So remember last year we saw in one of the footnotes, Rabbi Lan writes that this might be the same reason why women are chayiv b'leil seder in the Halal. We're not saying the Halal because it's the 15th of Nisan. We're saying Halal because of the Haggadah and the Achiyas Matzah and the Dalat Kosos. Everything we're doing, all the mitzvahs that we're doing b'leil seder, that is mechayiv us now to say Halal. It's an outside fact. You're right, we can only say this B'Leil Seder. It's limited in its time. But it's not that time that caused me to say it. I'm not saying Halal B'Leil Seder because it's the 15th. I'm saying Halal B'Leil Seder because it's the food, the matzah, the maror, the dal kosos. Those objects are being mechayiv me to say Halal. Just like Kiddush Levana. It's not because it's the third day of the month I'm saying Kiddush Levana. It's because it's the new moon. It's the cheps of the moon that's being mechayiv me. That's not time bound. That's not the time that caused me to do the mitzvah. So this is the same type of case. Minchas Asher has a whole discussion in Parshas Bo about Kiddush Levana, and one of his osios there in Siman Tezvav, he discusses this issue about Kiddush Levana being Zman Grama or not. He brings a few other examples where something would not be Zman Grama if it's caused by some external factor. So let's go through some of these examples. Number 11, the bottom page, Shul, Turi Avin and Megillah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, wants to know why there's a special pasuk needed to exclude women from Bikurim. What's Bikurim? First fruits. Which fruits? Etzrel. more limited than that. Right. Shivas Aminim. First fruits of that year, Bikurim, the Shivas Aminim, there's a chiyuv to bring them to the base of Mikdash. There's a mitzvah there's a mitzvah of Kriya. You get there, you say a whole long statement. And women are pater from this mitzvah Bikurim, based on a pasuk. So Tir Evin says, why do you need a pasuk to exclude women? Isn't it a mitzvah asay shesman grama? The Mishnah in the first parak of Bikurim writes that you're supposed to bring it, maybe the Inikore, you bring it, but you don't read it, from Sukkot up until Hanukkah. And after Hanukkah, you can no longer bring it. Isn't that time-bound? Shouldn't that be the reason why women are pater from Bikurim? Because it's limited when one could perform the mitzvah of Bikurim? So Tir Evin writes, and this is in the next page, page number 3 on the top, he says, the reason why you can't bring Bikurim from Hanukkah on, it's not because the days themselves tells you you can't bring them, the Zman tells us you can't bring the Bikurim. It's a davar acher gorim. It's some external factor is causing us or preventing us from doing the Bikurim. Why? She'ein mitzuyin. I'll play outside there. There's no fruit out there. You go in the winter months. You go in the rainy season. You go after Hanukkah. There's no fruit. There's no new fruit to bring. It's a mitzvah issue. Had there been fruit, ein achanami, there would be a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. But lamaisi, there's not. So in the end of the day, it's limited in its time. There's only a certain time you could bring it because the mitzias, you can't find fruit after Hanukkah, but it's not because the Zman tells us I can't do it. It's because the mitzias, there's a davar acher, an external factor that prevents me from doing the mitzvah. I can't take Kiddush Levana after the 16th because the mitzias, it's starting to get smaller. It's some external factor that caused me to say it. I say Hal B'Lel Seder not because the time tells me, but because it's the food, the matzah, the dalakosos. So too, I can't bring Bikurim, not because of the time, but because there's no fruit left anymore in the field. Another example he brings, also Hegyon Elach has a discussion here about Sfiras HaOmer. We discussed this last year also, I believe. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chavdal, this is number 12 on page 3, Mitzvah Zu, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, I'll call Ish Mi Yisrael. Every single person has to perform the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer. Ubechol Makom, any place, even outside the base of Mikdash. Outside Eretz Yisrael. Ubechol Zman, even after the destruction of the base of Mikdash. V'noshim v'avadim p'turim imenu. However, women and avadim are pater from the mitzvah of Sviras Omer. Why are they pater? Mitzvah Zaseh Sheshman Rama writes the Kesem Mishnah. It's time bound. You can only say Sviras Omer from Pesach up until Shavuos. Obviously, it's time-bound. That's why women are pater. However, this is a well-known Ramban found in Kedushin Lam Gimel Mabez. Ramban lists a number of mitzvahs asay she'ein hazman grama that are not time-bound. What are some of them? More of a kavod, honor and fear to your parents. Bikurim is on the list also. Chala. Hafar shel chala. Kisui adam, covering the blood after shechting an animal. Chayin of at least. Rashish Hagez, anyone know Rashish Hagez? Cohen?
For shearings.
Matanos. Other things, Zerul Chayim Mekeva you would give to the Cohen. Sfiras HaOmer. And then he goes on to Prika Tiina, Pidon Petach Hamor, and many, many mitzvahs. On the list of things that are not time bound is Sfiras HaOmer. Does that mean I could say Sfiras HaOmer now have wanted? Obviously not. What does the Ramban mean here by Sfiras HaOmer is not time bound? Clearly it is. The Tshuva Divrei Malkiel says there must have been a mistake in the Ramban. There's no other way to explain this Ramban. Either this Sfiras HaOmer should have been on the previous list. The Ramban has a previous list of Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama and then Mitzvah Aseh Shelo Hazman Grama. It just got mixed up. It should have been on the first list of Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama. It is time bound like the Rambam and Kesef Mishnah. Or maybe there, when the Ramban wrote his Chidushim, he wrote Rashi Tevos. So he probably wrote Mem Tes Ayin. And the editor accidentally wrote Samech He Ayin. Mem Tes Ayin means Matnos Ha'aniyim, gifts you would give to the poor. Heya Leket Shecha. But somehow the editor changed it to a Samech Heayim for some reason, and it ended up decoding that as Sefiras Omer. Very wild to say that. Maybe it was really supposed to be Samech Heayim, like Sefiras Omer, but it didn't mean Sefiras Omer. It really meant Seder HaAvoda. That's what it meant to be. The Karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash. Women are also obligated to ensure that the Karbanos take place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just a wild chiddush. All the times the editors and the printers make mistakes. That's what the Divrei Makil, though, is so wild to say such a pshat. That's got to be a mistake. Rabbi Yeruchim Fisher Perlau, on his chiddushim, he writes in the Rasag. You should get familiar with him. Rav Sadi Gaon has a minyan mitzvos. He counts all the 613 mitzvos. Very cryptically, he puts them together in a poem type style, and Rav Perlau tries to figure out what mitzvah he's referring to. So the Rasag is very, you probably put the Rasag in a few pages. Rav Perlau created three massive volumes on Chidushim, ton of stuff. So on one of them is in the Hagdama, the Mavo, to Rasag, Rav Perlau explains as follows. Why is Sefiras Omer not time bound? Anybody remember from last year? Why it's not the time? He says one reason. There are really two explanations. Why is it considered not time-bound? Think along the same lines we've been discussing. When something is caused by an outside and external factor, it's not time-bound. Although it's limited, I can only do it from Pesach to Shavuos, it's not the time that's causing me. It's something else that's causing me to do Sefiras Omer. Did I hand it raised, Gary? No, I want participation. What else? Yeah. Something on Pesach causes us to start counting Sefiras Omer. It's not the day 16 where you start counting, necessarily. Something else. Where did the Rambam put the halachas of Sefiras Omer? Look back at number 12. Where are these halachas? To meet them in Musafim. If I were the Rambam, I would have put it in Zmanim, right after Pesach. One of the halachas of Pesach is this second night, I should start counting Sefiras Omer. The Rambam does not place it in Sefer Zmanim. He does not place it in Zman. He places it in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. What does that tell us? Carbon Omer, right? Second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol Hamoed, there's a carbon that's being brought, that is brought. It's that carbon that we start counting from. And we count 49 days until the carbon brought on Shavuos. Sefiras Omer is bracketed by two carbonos, one in the beginning, one in the end. And therefore, writes Rav Perlau, it's not this man, it's not day 16 that's mechayiv me to count. It's the carbonos that are being brought, or the carbon that's being brought that's mechayiv me. It's an outside factor. That's not a zman groma. It's a dabar acher gorim. And that's why the Rambam puts in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. Now, it doesn't work out for the Rambam so much, because the Rambam thinks it's in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, it's about Karbanos, then the Chora woman should be Chayev. That's a Kasha Tarachin, I guess, on that. No, this is the Mamash Devor, that's what he says. Okay, and then, you okay, fine. Then I'll just finish your question now. Which Pishkir are you referring to? Why Ramam thinks it's still derisive is Manazeh?
Yeah.
Alright, that's the point. So what Gary's trying to get is, Derech Agav, I'll mention it because it's very interesting and it's good to know. The Rambam says there's still a mitzvah bizman hazeh. He says, u'bechol zman, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Sefiras Omer. Now, if the Rambam holds that Sefiras Omer is connected to the Karbanos, as he places it in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, and there are no more Karbanos anymore, so if the Karbanos are batel, mimela Sefiras Omer should be batel also. Mimela Sefiras Omer should be derabanan bizman hazeh, but so highly connected to the Karbanos. The Brisker Rebbe explains as follows. You're right, it is connected to the Karbanos. And in fact, Bizman Hazev, there's still a chiv to bring karbanos. Lemaisa, we can't. B'mitzias, there's no base in Migdash. We don't know the makam is there. But their chiv, the rice of karbanos, still exists Bizman Hazev. And that chiv, the rice of karbanos, is enough to be mechayev a sfira sa omer. The rice of Bizman Hazev. That's the Bishkir Rav's board. And moving on to another example of this type of Zman Grama, or not Zman Grama, is found in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi. The question he raises, or was raised to him, was in regard to Birchas Ha'ilanos. What's Birchas Ha'ilanos? Which Gemara? And Rosh Hashanah, I think. Brachas Rosh Hashanah. When do you say this bracha? When you start seeing the trees blossom? When what? You say when? Which? When do you start saying it? Okay. When do you say the bracha of the new fruits on the trees? Nisan. Sometime in Nisan. Okay. So the question that was posed to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was: is it dafka b'Nisan, or Nisan is the typical time when the new fruits begin to blossom? But really, any time you see a new fruit starting to grow in a tree, or the tree starting to blossom, you should really say it, whether it's before Nisan or after Nisan. That was the question. So he first brings from a tshuva that says, Dilav dafka Nisan. You don't only have to say Birchas Ilanos during Nisan. Ela kolzman shiroa Ilano demilvavale. Whenever you see the tree giving off its fruit, you should say the bracha. Lav dafka Nisan. Why wouldn't you say it? Of course you say it anytime you see it. You want to give, because it's a mitzvah, levarich ha-chaz de'amakom. So whenever I see the chaz de'amakom, the HaKadosh Baruch is giving fruit to us from the trees, who cares if it's Nisan? But then he brings from another sefer that maybe it means only dafka b'Nisan. He quotes a Ritva Rosh Hashanah daf Yudal from the Beis, who says explicitly that's lav dafka b'Nisan. Each place, each region, North America, South America, Israel, wherever you are, depending on their seasons, that's when you should say the bracha. It's not dafka Nisan. And he thinks that had these poskim seen this ritva, which they didn't apparently, had they seen it, they all would have poskim like the ritva, lav dafka Nisan. I think we poskim has to be during Nisan though. He had a lengthy tshuva here. And in the middle, page 4, folded, they raise the question of, what about women? Are women going to say this bracha? If you hold that the Birchas Ilanos has to be dafka during Nisan, and therefore it's time bound, so then women should not be able to say bracha. So all at the end, page 5, he concludes that this bracha, even if you hold this dafka b'Nisan, it's not. There's no kapeda on Nisan itself. It's not this mind of Nisan that causes it. It's based on the makom, when the makom begins to produce trees which produce the fruit. And therefore, it's not mitzvah sa'aseh shazman grama. Even if you say it's limited to chodesh Nisan, it's not Nisan that's mechayvet. I have to see the tree which grows these fruit. And it's eventually those fruit that's mechayvet me to say the bracha. And therefore, it's not his man grama. That's what he writes. Because it's davar acher gorim. Something external is causing me to say the bracha. Just like the moon, something external. Just like the halabel el seder. Just like the bikurim. Just like, what was the other one? Sfira Somer, the karbanos, Sfira Somer.
The man pertained to the tree itself, or was the external factor?
The each region that the tree itself, when the season is for that tree to create its fruit. It's not Zman, it's not a particular date of Nisan, it's whenever the Malkum produces the fruit. It goes into a whole long thing about the each Malkum is different, each region. I don't want to go through the whole thing. Take a look there. It's interesting, true. You've talked about some interesting things about women saying Birchas HaGomel. Maybe you shouldn't say Birchas HaGomel at nighttime, because Birchas HaGomel is connected to Karban Todah. Karban Todah is not brought at nighttime. Very interesting, fascinating, true. I was one somewhere where I saw someone, a girl, a woman, say Birchas HaGomel at nighttime after having a baby. according to the Har Tzvi, one shouldn't say that. Okay, so now the truth is this discussion, whether when something davar acher, when an external factor causes the time to be limited, is that going to be zman grama or not? It's really machlokas rishonim. Rishonim really argue this in the sugya of zman grama. So we'll go through it very quickly, just a few minutes left. The Gemara Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Samar Al, very, very famous Gemara. This is the Mishnah that tells you all the obligations a father does for a son, the obligations a son does for the father. And in that discussion it says, father has to perform the bris milah for his son. And the Gemara says, how do I know women are pater from performing the milah for their son? And the Gemara brings a pasuk. Tosafot says, why do you need a pasuk for it? Isn't it a mitzvah aseh shazman grama? You can only perform the mitzvah after day 8. Before day 8, you can't do it. That's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. He says, Tosafot answered, it's not zman grama. Since miyom shmita v'hala, from day 8 and on, if you haven't done the meal yet, from day 8 and on, it's not considered zman grama. There's a continuous chiyuv going on after day 8. You're right, the first 7 days you can't do anything, but from day 8 on, there's a continuous chiyuv. Rashi writes, and we'll explain Rashi and come back to explain Shitas Tosos. Rashi writes, number 20, what does zman grama mean? Shazman gorim lo shatava. What does that mean? Shazman gorim lo shatava. The time caused it to come. Zman grama is when the date, a zman caused the mitzvah to come. For example, 15th of Nisan, that zman obligates me to eat matzah. 15th of Tishrei, that zman is goring me to sit in the sukkah and eat. That's zman grama. Something else, a davar acher caused me to do it, a carbon caused me to do it, a moon, a tree, if something else caused me to do it, that's not zman grama. So all the opinions we just said seems to work very nicely for Shitas Rashi. Only when the zman causes it. Tosas, on the other hand, says differently. Tosas says, we don't care what's goreim the mitzvah. I don't care if it's a moon, it's a tree, or it's a time. If something is limited in the time, if I can only say you could do a mitzvah between A and B, point one and point two, it's zman grama. I don't care what causes it. Mila is not a zman grama. Okay, you're right. It's caused by the 8th day. The zman is goreim it. But it's still not called a zman grama. Because zman grama is not about the time causing it. In the end of the day, after day 8, there's no limit when you could do the meal anymore. It's forever. It's not limited in its time. For Tosfos, it's about a zman mugbal, a defined moment. If the time is limited when you could do it, regardless of what caused it, if it's limited, that's a zman grama. And therefore, Tosfos would say, Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is zman grama for Tosfos or not?
Yeah.
It is. I don't care if the carbon caused it or not. In the end of the day, there are only 49 days of the year. I can say it. It's mugbal. It's limited. Is Bikurim going to be zman grama? For Tosfos. L'chora, according to Tosfos, it should be. I don't care if the lack of fruit caused me to do it. There's no fruit left after Hanukkah. But in the end of the day, I can't perform the mitzvah after Hanukkah. It's mugbal. It's limited in its time. Same goes for all the other ones. I guess finish off here. Once we mentioned this, the sugya zman grama in regards to bris milah, the fascinating Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid has the same question as Tosfos. Why do you need a pater to exclude women? Isn't it a zman grama? He says as follows: the mitzvah of milah for the father and theoretically for the mother to perform their mitzvah, their obligation, is not only to give them the actual ma'aseh milah. The mitzvah of milah for the parents is lehasa'asek b'milas b'no, to be involved, to prepare for it. And that asek, that involvement, that preparation, ein lazman. Shebein bayom bein balayla, day and night, yitrach v'yachin tzarche milas b'no. He's busy and she would be busy preparing. Calling the moel, calling the caterer, calling the hall, involved with getting the knife, whatever is needed, the grape juice, the wine. All that preparation is part of the actual mitzvah. And it's not limited in time. Their mitzvah begins before him. Okay, so we'll stop here and I guess we'll figure out what to do tomorrow.